power is within you. And, you know, I think it's time to stop making excuses, because I know that I was making so many excuses, and stop pleasing your family, stop pleasing society, and really actually just close your eyes, take a moment, and just think, what is it that I actually like doing? Good morning.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good whatever, and welcome to a new episode, did I say your part, of Unbreakable.
Lovely. It's different every time, so it's fine.
Yeah. It is 6:30 a.m. for all the people who are watching that. Sorry that we look so tired. Probably. Do we look tired? Do I look tired?
Yeah, we look a little swollen. This is definitely the earliest we've been recording this episode, but that's okay.
Yeah, we also had... The last episode was all about food habits, and yesterday we had... we ordered food because, we had some issues with the electricity. Like a random story, people always think like, oh, life in Bali is only like paradise and only good moments. but we didn't have electricity the whole day at home yesterday.
So we couldn't cook anything, and we actually couldn't even live in the house.
Yeah, we had to move like everything, and also all the food and things of that nature in the fridge. We had to save it, and then we ordered food in the evening. And I don't know about you, but we usually don't eat that much salt. And then if we order food from somewhere and we eat so much salt, we look swollen the next day.
Yeah, we look puffy.
But that's fine.
But it was like healthy food. It wasn't nothing bad, you know, but...
They're just like salt.
Still, very much salt. We don't use that much salt. Anyways.
Today's episode is not about our puffy faces or salt. Today's episode is about purpose and why it's so important that you find your purpose.
Not only find it, but follow it.
That's even more important than just finding it. But finding it is obviously step number one. Let's first of all answer the question, why is it even important to follow your purpose? You know, it's a stupid question, but I think, like myself, I haven't asked myself this question for like 20 years. I, like, my family is Russian. They came from Uzbekistan, and the number one goal was not to find your purpose and to be happy. The number one goal was for, like, they told me, Axel, find a job, safe job. Mm-hmm. It has to be safe. Mm-hmm. You have to make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Plus our neighbors, they have to think it's a good job.
Like, your neighbors?
Yeah, not my neighbors, but like the family, you know, that's really, really important in the culture. That's why my father always wanted me to become a lawyer or a doctor.
Oh, like these jobs.
Yeah, not that I become happy. Like, that wasn't the goal. It was make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if it would be a job where people would think that you're like doing
smart
something. Yeah, that you're smart. Uh-huh. Because if your son is smart, you're so smart.
I see.
Like, obviously, he didn't have the bad intention, but I just, like, no one really, or not no one, but many people never ask themselves, like, why is it actually important to live a purposeful life?
And if this is your dream to become a doctor or lawyer, then that's completely different. We're talking about more of, like, following a sort of thing that is already set for you before you even get to decide what you actually want.
Yeah, good point. Really important point.
Because, like, some people are really excited about going to medical school and studying for 6 years.
Sometimes these people text me like, Axel, what is bad about becoming a lawyer? I'm like, there is nothing bad if it's your thing, if it excites you, if you want to do it. They're like, big disclaimer, if you want to be, I don't know, just a... Not just, if you want to be a mother and you want to be at home,
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
if that's what truly fulfills you. I know, like, my grandma, her main thing was to be a grandma.
Yeah. And she that's so cute.
And she was so happy and so fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Just cooking, cleaning.
We say just. We say just. It's so much. It's such a hustle. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, like, you have to enjoy it.
Exactly. You have to find what really, like, you're really curious about, you're really passionate about, you really are, like, excited to get up every morning and are like, wow, I'm so excited to start this day.
Even if you have a puffy face.
Yeah, like we do today.
Yeah, really important, especially during these times of, like, YouTube and podcasts where you have a lot of, like, entrepreneurs who say, like, oh, this 9-to-5 jobs, like, these 9-to-5 jobs, they just suck, like, don't live this life, create a business, make a, you know?
Yeah, but that doesn't work for everyone, you know, everyone's different.
It's really important, and, like, there might be people who enjoy a 9-to-5 job.
There are so many people who enjoy it. The certainty of it, I don't know, maybe you really like...
It could be,
like,
also a nice job. Like, if you like if you like the job...
Exactly.
Then it could be fine. But the most important thing is you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
How you make your money is way more important than how much.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm really, really happy to share my own story of exploring that, because, as I said, like, we didn't have a lot. We were immigrants from Uzbekistan, and I always thought as a child, once I have money, I'm gonna be happy. Like, it was, I'm not gonna lie, it was always a little bit frustrating as a child to not have money to buy, like, shoes for, like, football shoes. It was always, like, a thing in Germany. Obviously, football is super big. And then if you have, like, you know, these, like, do you know the brand Victory?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk bad about them, but they have these, like, cheap shoes. And, like, your colleagues, they would laugh at you if you have, like, these cheap shoes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't have money, you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always a little bit frustrating, and I told myself, like, once I'm able to work, I'm going to make so much money that they're never going to laugh again, and I'm going to be happy. Yeah, did that actually quite fast when I was, like, 14, 15, I started working, but obviously, like, not making a lot of money. Well, then I finished high school, and I was thinking, should I go to university or should I make a lot of money? And I was unhappy at that point anyways, so I decided, like, I want to move out from home, make my own thing, and make as much money as possible.
Mm-hmm.
As fast as possible. Like, that was my job criteria. I didn't care about anything else. I was like, I want to get out. Like, I just want to move out. So I need a lot of money. And it has to come quickly. So I became an insurance salesman. Can you imagine me in a suit?
No,
every single day. Like, every single day. In the beginning, I enjoyed it. But, like, after... I think, like, after a year of wearing a suit every day.
Mm-hmm. So how did you feel every day when you woke up?
No, well, for the first time, like, for the first, let's say, 12 months, I felt really good, excited.
Yeah,
yeah, I could live my own life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to worry about what happens at home. Like, I was my own boss. I was living in my own flat, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, like... You know, I grew, I had to grow mentally, I had nice colleagues, I made money, and at the end of, like, this whole, I think it's like 3 years of, like, learning and doing exams and things of that nature, I was about to sign the contract, and I always had the dream of driving this special sports car. It's I don't know how you pronounce it in English. It's it's a German brand. It's Audi.
Mm-hmm.
A5. Do you know it?
Yeah, yeah.
In black. I was like, always, like, yes, yes, I want to have this car.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know? Well, now you know. And at the end, I could select my own car. But I was so not excited anymore about it. Because now I had all these things. I went to New York. I could travel and make good money. But then I was like, yeah, that's it? Mm-hmm. That's how you feel with money? Mm-hmm. I thought it would be better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started like reading books. And at some point I'm like, that's not my purpose. And I'm telling myself a lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not money driven. I'm just not. Mm-hmm. That's not my number one thing. So I kind of like started asking myself, what's my number one thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't give you an answer. So I decided I have to figure it out. I sold everything,
mm-hmm.
booked a one-way ticket to Thailand. And the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like a process that took me like 2 years. And it kind of like, it was always kind of weird, or like I couldn't understand why this process wouldn't start as a young adult, you know, when I was like 16, 17, like what is the thing that excites you? And then obviously like money is something beautiful. You have to ask yourself, how can I make money with my purpose or like with my passion? But no one really asked me like in the school or high school, or any of my parents, what do you want to do in life? I don't know about you, but like, I never someone asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, everything else is history. I found a way, like at some point, it would take like 2 hours to tell the whole story. But while traveling, while talking to a lot of people with a lot of experience, actually happy people, like people who found their passion and found a way to make money with it, talking to them helped me so much. Because now it wasn't all about safety and security. It was about you, like about yourself. Like what makes you happy? And I started asking myself those questions and understanding that it's already inside of me was really, really important. Because like, it's not that someone comes like at one point of your life and gives you an injection and like, this is your passion. It's already inside you. You just have to discover it. Yeah. And at some point it became clearer and clearer. And for me, by the way, it's making other people happy. Like, I have so many interests and they change at the time, but if I have to put it in a nutshell, it's like nothing makes me happier than making other people happy, like sharing my knowledge, helping them. That makes me so freaking happy. And fortunately, you can also make money with it. And there is nothing, but as I said, that's so important. I think nowadays, sometimes we have this misconception that
the money is bad.
Money is bad. Money is something beautiful. You can do so many beautiful things with money, and nothing is bad about having money. Yeah.
So how do you think your family felt at first when you decided to not sign the contract and, you know, not move up in the insurance company?
It's really, really funny. I remember that it took me hours to call my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah, my brother was one of the first. No, I called my sister first because I know she would support me. She's an actress and she's all about like breaking the stereotypes and things of that nature. She was like, fucking love it. Yes, go for it. I'm going to support you no matter what. Yeah, that's why I called her. She was like, you know, like my grandma wasn't alive anymore. I would have spoken to her. She was probably like, excellent. I love you anyways. But yeah, then I called my brother and I knew he would be like, at this time, like, no, he completely changed and he supports me. Yeah, just like, he's just someone who just loves me unconditionally. But yeah, my like family, like the Russian side, was like, what are you doing? What do you even want to do there? Like, and then then you have this gap in your what do you call it, CV?
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, I know. And then I have a gap, so what? And then obviously everyone at work pretty much freaked out. Yeah. Always like really disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all right. You're going to like, you have to decide. Either you want to be happy or you want to make everyone else happy.
Were there ever moments where you doubted your decision?
No, never. Mm-mm. You know, like when I traveled, when I backpacked, all I had was a backpack. I had nothing else. I had a couple of not even pants, like swimming shorts, t-shirts, and that's it. And I was living my best life. And I was never happier.
Mm-hmm.
All we did for like a year was traveling around, seeing new cultures, living in shitty hostels. But you had like a community. You had people who had similar belief systems. You went to incredible beaches. And like, I just realized how little I actually need to be happy. Like, I just had a backpack. I owned nothing else. And I was the happiest ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I never doubt myself.
That's beautiful.
And also, if you live for years in uncertainty, mm-hmm. you develop this mindset of like, you know what? There is a solution for everything. Everything is figure outable. And at the end, even if you would lose everything, mm-hmm. which is nothing, because you still have your life, you still have probably like, you still have, in my case, the German passport, and like everyone with a German passport gets enough food and water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is just like everything you need in order to be happy. Enough food and enough water. But yeah, that's the answer of your question. You're discovering a lot of new information about me, huh?
Most of the things I know, but the Audi I didn't know. That's interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah,
today, I still want to at some point drive a car, but like in Bali, it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go for an Audi anymore. I would go for Tesla.
Tesla.
I think so.
Yeah. Cool.
You want to share anything about like your story, your way of discovering your purpose?
Well, my story is similar in some ways.
You also wanted an Audi?
I also wanted an Audi.
You like Audi?
No, not really. I'm not much of a...
You're kind of like a big...
I like the big cars. Oh. Like the family cars, you know? Like the...
Because you like family.
Yeah.
Every single time we kind of have the topic of like, babies. And she's like,
I get so excited. okay, that's for a different podcast. But yeah, I sort of have a similar story like you, you know, feeling like I have to go to university to be respected by not only my family, but also my peers, because that's literally what everyone is doing, going to university, then getting, lawyer, insurance, accounting, I don't know, that kind of job, going to work from 8 a.m. till 4 or 5 p.m. And I was never interested in that. I mean, I liked school and I was good at school, so that came easy for me, but it was never my highest excitement. Mm-hmm. You know, I always just got it done quickly and then went to do something else. Very early on, I wanted to travel. I became a model so that I could travel, because that's what I felt was like my sort of ticket out, you know, modeling and exploring the world in that sense. But yeah, very early I knew that. Well, at first, actually, I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a pediatrician. But that wasn't because that was my dream. It was more like my dad's a doctor, so that's kind of like what I should have been. Nobody told me that, but I just felt that way, you know? And even my grandma and grandpa, they're always like, you have to go to school. And even when I moved to Bali, the first thing they asked was, what about school? Nothing else, just what are you going to do with school? And it was... I just felt really stuck in Prague, you know? I felt like I wasn't unhappy. I was happy and I was living like a normal life, but it was just really unfulfilling. Mm-hmm. It was, I woke up in the morning and I was not so excited. I was kind of like, okay. There were some exciting parts, you know, when something happened and we would go on a trip or something and like the scenery would change a little, like that was exciting, but otherwise like my day-to-day life was like, it was fine, you know, that's how I would describe it was fine
is a dangerous word.
Yeah But then actually I thought this was normal. I thought that okay, I felt like I'll always be in Prague. I felt very drawn there. I felt like I had to be there because of my family. Like if anything happened, I was the one to protect them. I was the one to take care of them. You know, I felt like I couldn't leave. I honestly felt like I was, like it wasn't my decision to leave. I felt like my life was already made for me and that I didn't really have a say in it. I felt like, like I said, like I had to be the caretaker, and you know, my grandma, she got her knee replaced, and I felt like I had to be there. I wanted to go study abroad last fall, and I canceled it because I wanted to, you know, take care of her. Yeah, so I just was living that sort of life. I felt like I will never leave Prague, maybe for vacation, but I will never live somewhere else, just because, like, what would happen? What would they do, you know, without me? That's how I felt. So I felt very stuck. I honestly didn't really know what it is that I want to do. Really, I just sort of, like, my innate sort of personality is pleasing others, which I'm working on not doing, because that is not good. Naturally, I would just do whatever would please others and not really think about what I actually want and, you know, what's sort of important for me. And I only started really asking myself this last December, because something happened. I went through a bad breakup. I was sort of like rethinking my whole life. I just realized I wasn't happy, or that wasn't the life I wanted to be living. And yeah, I decided to make my vision board. I listened to so many podcasts, started reading so many books, and most importantly, I did the inner work. I released the sort of feeling that I needed to please, you know, my grandma, my mom, and release the feeling of the fact that I thought I had to take care of them. And yeah, you know, I became okay with them maybe not supporting my decision 100%, you know, like not being like, this is as good as going to school. And I had to be okay with that. And yeah, and when I told them, actually, they were fine, you know, mm-hmm. And they were like, well, first they said, are you still going to be in school? And I said, yeah, because I just transferred my credits online. And then they were like, are you going to be safe? And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, okay, then go. And I went. And like, it was a big risk for me, because it was the first time I kind of felt uncertain of what will happen. I'm a very much certainty kind of person. I like certainty. I like knowing what I'm doing and where I'm going and where I'm sleeping and who am I with and da da da. So it was very uncertain for me, and it was a risk because I was leaving my stable job. I was leaving my school. I was, you know, leaving everything that I knew in this hope for finding what I actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then 1 month later, I came to Bali in January, and I was supposed to stay here for two or three weeks. Well, 4 months later, here we are. Never left.
I thank you for sharing, by the way. I know that might feel a little bit uncomfortable. That just shows, I have to be careful with what I'm saying, but I think society is confused a lot. A lot of parents are confused. Mm-hmm. I'm not a parent myself. But just logically, for a second, if parents would ask themselves, what do I want for my children?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want them to go to school and to finish university and to make it look nice? Or do I want to make them, do I want that they are happy, that they are living mm-hmm. fulfilled, purposeful life? I think many, many parents, most of the parents,
mm-hmm.
are selfish. You know why? Not consciously. Let me explain. They think what is subconsciously, not consciously. I don't think they're bad people. Mm-hmm. I think subconsciously
mm-hmm.
the brain tries to generate pleasure and avoid pain. Generating pleasure is when other people tell you good things, is when your neighbors think you're living a good life. If you know your daughter or your son is living a safe life, it's safe. That's pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So they think, just play it safe. They even avoid uncertainty because they want to have they want to kind of have the best for you,
mm-hmm.
which is in their mind.
Yeah.
A safe life.
That's what I was going to say. Like my grandma and my grandpa actually think that I'm going to be the happiest if I have
university
degree.
Course.
And,
yeah.
You know.
But that's obviously not the truth.
For me. Yeah.
Yeah. It's their truth. Mm-hmm. But which truth should be worth more? Yours
mm-hmm.
or theirs?
Mine, obviously.
And I know so many people are listening right now, and I get so many DMs about mm-hmm. this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I honestly, I know that my father or whoever who doesn't support what I'm doing, in 40, 50 years, they will tell me you did the right thing. Because I'm going to sit there happy.
Mm-hmm.
And not like, the alternative would be I do something that they want to like, see me doing.
Mm-hmm.
And in 40, 50 years, when I'm 67, I'm sitting there and regretting everything. I'm like, why didn't I do this? I should have done that. And then I go to my parents and like, you told me I have to do that. And then I have a fight with them and then I blame them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Constantly blaming situations, blaming your family, blaming circumstances for, you know, the life you're living, where actually the power is in you. And if you're above 18, if you're under 18 and you're listening to this, then...
Yeah, then you're
fine. Maybe you need to wait a few years. But yeah, if you're over 18, you're an adult, the power is within you. And, you know, I think it's time to stop making excuses, because I know that I was making so many excuses. And stop pleasing your family, stop pleasing society, and really actually just close your eyes, take a moment, and just think, what is it that I actually like doing? And if at first you have no idea, like, because some people have been so conditioned to just do what other people want and other people think, that some people actually don't even know what they like to do. And if that's you, then maybe at first just follow your curiosity, you know? You're definitely curious about something. I don't know, if you're curious about flowers, then start looking more into flowers. I'm only saying that because I'm looking at flowers now. I don't know, if you're curious about clothes and you enjoy clothes and looking at clothes, and follow that, you know? Just follow the sort of like little things that make you excited, that kind of make you smile, that kind of make you like, hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think most of the people already kind of have this like curiosity, intuition, but then the brain starts protecting you.
Mm.
And people ask, but how do I get there? I don't know how, so I'm not going to even mm-hmm. try. And if you start with how, instead of what do I actually want, then you're most likely not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't. Mm-hmm. If like, imagine people want to fly to the moon and they start with the question of like, how do I get there, before they start with the question, where do I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I want to go somewhere in space.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get there? That's kind of difficult. So you really need to figure out what is the purpose, mm-hmm. what is the output that you want to create? Like, what is the thing that you want to do? And you're completely right. You have to try and test and see and mm-hmm. follow your intuition and see what you like, what don't you like. It's like finding your favorite fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Yeah, but some people don't know what the outcome is. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, follow your curiosity in the sense, like, for example, me with yoga, when I started yoga, I never thought I would be a yoga teacher. I even told my mom, I will never be a yoga teacher. I don't know why I said that, but I remember saying that. I started yoga when I was 14 with my mom, and I remember telling her, like, 1 month in, this is great, but I would never do this. So funny, you know? But then, like, I followed it more, and that's what I mean about following curiosity. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew that I liked yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So I like explored a little more, did a few more workshops, but it kind of all flowed. It never felt like, oh, I'm doing this because I'm going to be a yoga teacher at one point. No, it kind of was like, oh, I'm really curious about backbend. So I'm going to take a backbend workshop. And then there was a yoga teacher training. And I was like, oh, I'm really interested. Again, I didn't think I was going to teach it. I just wanted to go to the yoga teacher training to deepen my practice, to learn more about myself, learn more about yoga. And I sort of followed that. And then I realized that, ooh, I like, you know, helping people in this sense. And I kept like going, literally following like a trail of curiosity for me, which led me to becoming a yoga teacher, leading workshops, you know, then moving to Bali, teaching yoga online. And it all just flowed because I followed just my curiosity. It never felt like going against the current, you know, I just literally as if someone threw me into a river and I just flowed with the river. I was just going through through like the hints that I was getting, and I just kept following like my sort of intuition, my curiosity. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Just
trying and testing. It's also mm-hmm. really important to know, like, as I said, I think there are some people, and actually it's already in you. So you have to discover it, and you have to be 100% honest to yourself of what you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
I think just like there are so many like limiting beliefs of how I get there, and like it's not possible for me,
mm-hmm.
that people don't even try to get there.
Yeah, that's true. It just seems so overwhelming, like, oh, I will never get there, so people don't even try.
Yeah. But the first step is defining what you actually want, and then mm-hmm. even at least as important is defining why.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to do it? What? Why? Just why do you want to, I don't know, be a yoga teacher? Mm-hmm. What is it that makes you want to do that?
Is it because you're really passionate about it? Or is it because you want to help others? Or is it because you feel like your mom is going to respect you the most? Because if it's that, then that's the wrong...
Yeah.
Wrong thing.
And usually it takes like 3 or 4 more whys. When I have coachings, I ask that question, why? And then they say something. And then you have to ask again, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? And then at some point you get to the core.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to know what fulfills you so that you can focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Some people can be really happy yoga teacher, like it makes them happy to
mm-hmm.
teach yoga.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it's not the yoga, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you ask why they do it,
mm-hmm.
probably because they like helping people.
If it was just the yoga, you would be perfectly happy just practicing alone.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. And that's really important to know, because life will change
mm-hmm.
and your interests will change. And maybe at some point in 10, 20 years, you want to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, my number one thing is to make other people happy, to
mm-hmm.
serve, to make them healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I cannot, like, I'm good with yoga now. I did it for a while. I want to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I can teach, I don't know, Qigong. No.
You can teach English in an African school. I don't know.
There's so many things, but you... It's important to know, like, what's the thing that drives you and
mm-hmm.
why.
Yeah. Also, I get so many DMs from people who are like, oh, I really want to move to Bali. Like, I really want to move to Bali. And that is the same thing, you know, why do you want to move to Bali? Like, because on Instagram it looks perfect, or, you know, what is it in you that you really want? Why Bali, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
that's also important to define, because... Everyone's like, I want to move to Bali, and, you know, Bali is great, but why do you want to move to Bali specifically? Like, yeah, just maybe define that, because if you don't define that and then you show up here and maybe it's not what you expected, then you would, yeah.
Well. By the way, also, if you don't know your why, or if your why is not really strong, you will be more likely to fail, because
mm-hmm.
it's not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be moments where you... doubt yourself. It's like when you try to lose weight. You don't like weight loss. I think it's beautiful. There are certain people, they have to lose weight in order to live a healthy lifestyle again, right?
True.
So these people first have to figure out how much do I have to lose to get back to like not being obese.
Mm-hmm. And did you say obese?
What did I say?
Obese.
Oh. Obviously, it's early. So first they have to define what and then why.
Mm-hmm.
And often, especially 1st of January, you see so many people signing up for the gym. Like, yeah, I kind of like I kind of want to lose some weight. And then if you ask why, yeah, because I want to lose some weight. I always say go to the toilet and you're done. Like the why is not strong. That's why so many people quit after 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Defining why you want to do this thing, why you want to do yoga, and like allow yourself to dream, allow yourself to to just think about it. Like you don't have to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You can just dream for a second,
mm-hmm.
and no one can take away this dreaming.
Yeah, and if you've listened to other podcasts, you know that we're big advocates of journaling. And I think in this case, journaling is incredible. If you don't know what you want to do, if you don't know what your purpose is, then just sit down, piece of paper and a pen, and just, you know, ask yourself, what do I like doing? If I was living my dream life, what would I be doing? Where would I be living? Who would I be living with? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anything. There are so many questions you can ask yourself, but really defining what you enjoy doing and what you'd want to wake up at 5 like we do every morning and be like, let's do this another day, because that's how we feel. We wake up in the morning and we're like, oh my God, I'm so excited for another day.
Mm-hmm. That's like, I know for some people this might sound like, what are you guys talking? Are you on drugs? 5 a.m. You're enjoying? And I know the opposite. Like in my old job, no way I wake up at 5. Like
yeah.
I could sleep till 9 and I could still get everything done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm consciously choosing to wake up at 5 because I enjoy it so much. Mm-hmm. I enjoy following my passion, my purpose, that I don't want to sleep till 9. And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have told me that like 4 years ago, I would say like, this guy is on drugs. Like he can sleep till whenever he wants. And he wakes up at 5. He's on drugs. Last thing for all the people who kind of already know, like I know what I'm doing. Or like I know what I want to do. Here are some things that helped me to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first and most important thing is start and start with baby steps. Like just start, just create momentum, read books about this topic you want to do, reach out to people who already have what you want to follow.
Mm-hmm. Ask questions, see how they did it, see if that could be possible for you. But like you said, you can just start by reading a book, by listening to a podcast, watching a YouTube video. Anything that gets you...
That going. Creates momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I would go back and I would already... If I could go back and I would already know what I want to do, I would reach out to people who are already doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can learn from that. I would tell them, hey, I actually did that. I'm going to work for free for you. Whatever is necessary, I'm going to do it if I can learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then you actually see... Do I really enjoy that? What are the downsides?
Mm-hmm.
Which skills do I need to develop in order to get there? And yeah, by learning from other people, you get there so much faster.
Mm-hmm.
How do you learn how to ride a bike? You go to someone
who
they teach you. They already know how to do it. They're already riding these bicycles every single day. So you ask them. And then... As you said, like those little steps, they add up.
Mm-hmm.
I see it in the gym often that like, if you look only on like one session, if you only do like one push-up more, it's only one push-up. You would say like, that's only one push-up.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you train 5 times per week, we're talking about 5 push-ups, 20 per month, 240 per year. Only if you do one push-up per session more. And that's great. These little baby steps of consistently doing it every single day.
Yep.
I saw them important.
Yep.
We're coming to an end here, huh?
Yeah.
I enjoyed this a lot. I hope someone is listening or watching who's like, you guys hit me. Like, I actually know what I want to do. I'm scared. And that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I was so scared. I was scared of everything. I was scared of disappointing others. I was scared of not living up to the expectations of others. I was scared of losing my stable job. I was scared. I was just like, ah. But, you know.
The thing is, what helped me a lot is to understand that you only have like one life in this body. I know you believe you have another life afterwards. And that might be true. We don't know. But what we know, so 1,000,000,000% in this body, we only have one life. And we all don't know how much time we have left. It could be 10 years. It could be 100 years. I always think we're gonna be like 150. Yeah. But I also know like it couldn't be. Like there might be something. Like life taught me really early on. My mother died when she was, I think, 33. Like I don't want to waste my time doing something I don't enjoy because I know time is limited. And then all this like scarcity for me personally goes away because time is limited. And most of the things you worry about don't really matter. It only matters that you enjoy the time you have right now. And everything else. If people will not, your parents will understand it at some point. They love you. They have to love. They are your parents. They only want the best for you. Or your whoever it is. Your spouse. Whoever. Respect them. Don't tell them you suck because you don't support my dreams. They want the best for you. But that's not the most important thing. You don't want to become a people pleaser. The most important thing in your life right now is to find your passion, to find your purpose, and to live a happy, purposeful life. Yeah. And before you make anyone else happy in this world, you have to make yourself happy.
Yeah.
Be there for yourself first.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't pour from an empty cup.
That's true.
1,000,000,000%. Thank you so much for listening, for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know. Share it on social media. Share it with your neighbor. Maybe, best case, maybe even your parents.
Wow. And they'll be like, who are those hippies living in Bali?
Did they go to university?
Yeah. I bet that's the first question.
Yeah.
So if you enjoyed it, let us know. And let us know what you'd like us to talk about in the next episode. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching.
And until next.
Thanks, guys.